So this week for From Someplace New, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk about gratitude.
Welcome to From Someplace New, the long-term travel podcast where Karen Bernhardt and John Sumple discuss their hows and whys, lows and highs, and lessons learned while living abroad.
Hello, I'm John Sumple.
And I'm Karen Bernhardt.
And welcome to episode 19 of From Someplace New.
Still in the teens, but next week we'll be hitting the big 20.
The big 20.
20. Ooh, ooh.
We're excited because we've done it 19 weeks in a row, and we've done it consistently. So
because
we made a commitment.
Had all the time in the world.
Right. We've made a commitment, though, that we're going to do it weekly.
No, we did. We are committed.
And we make sure that it comes out every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That commitment's working so far. I think a lot of it, like you said, is because we're in lockdown. We have the time to think about it, to dedicate to it. So we'll see what happens when we start traveling again.
Right.
We're committed, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm committed. Are you committed?
I am committed. Yes, I am committed.
Okay.
Yes.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
No, I know, of course. I just had these visions of just, I mean, traveling again and being busy. And that would be a nice problem to have, to be so busy again and having so much going on that maybe we do a couple less podcasts. But no, the commitment is to keep this going as a steady
thing. Won't be less podcasts. It'll be we might have to fit them in a little
schedule
bit.
Schedule them differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still weekly.
Yeah, okay.
I'm committed.
Okay, great. Our audience is probably thrilled to hear this. Thank goodness.
No, we're in a little bit of a different mood today, and we'll explain why in a minute. But before we get into the seriousness of today's podcast.
It's not serious.
It is to me.
Well, we're taking it seriously, but it's not a serious matter.
Well, the reason why it came, it was developed
as
serious.
All right.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
That's true.
So first, let's do our update. We have our two updates. So what's the best thing that happened to you this week?
Okay, the best thing that happened to me...
is the same thing as mine.
Oh, you think so?
I do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is too. Is getting outside
and
having some very, very nice long nature walks, scenic walks.
Urban hikes,
but scenic views, I guess, to clarify. Both yesterday and today, this is Sunday as we're talking, so both days really nice. As we mentioned before, we're in the Southern Hemisphere here, so we are experiencing winter. While the rest of the world, most of the rest of the world, at least the rest of the world as far as our friends, family, coworkers, etc., are experiencing summer, running around in shorts and tanks and sweating.
And complaining about how hot it is.
Right. We are experiencing winter, and we've had our first earnest snowstorm this past week and over the precipitation over the last few days. It's created a blanket of beautiful, fluffy white snow that we got to play in a little bit today.
Yeah, about 4 inches of snow
over
the course of the last 3 days. But it was snowing today, and we did get a chance to go outside today. We left earlier this morning. We're up by 10:30. Nobody's out on a Sunday, and especially during the quarantine, because no one was allowed to go out. It's also usually a more of a religious observance day for a lot of people. And we pretty much had the streets to ourselves.
Yeah, we really did.
It was nice.
Handful of people out and about.
Especially as we were out for about 3.5 hours today. We're kind of lawbreakers.
Don't say anything.
Only supposed to be out for an hour.
Don't tell the Argentine authorities.
But we did get about 5 miles in today.
Yeah, we got a lot of steps in. Yeah, traversed quite a bit of area.
All in the downtown, coastal, lakeside, walking, some cool little sunbreak. We posted some photos on Facebook about that.
Yeah, the sunbreak was beautiful.
That was cool.
And it was nice to see a couple families out with their younger kids sledding and you know, playing in the snow. We saw a few snowmen on a walk. People playing around and enjoying it.
Yeah, it was nice to get out and about. One thing that we noticed, too, and we'll kind of go into the update of what's going on with the lockdown.
Which we didn't see anything formal about this, but it's shifting.
Yeah, and non-essential stores were open when we were out over the week. Well, on Saturday, everything was closed today.
Yesterday, we experienced retail.
Yeah. There were stores that were open. They were had gates up before you went in so they could check your temperature mm-hmm. and give you a solution for your hands.
They're definitely being very serious with that.
Very serious about it.
You can't go in the store unless you follow those steps.
Yep. And they kind of asked you as we were walking in, what are you looking for? So I think it was more a matter.
Browse around.
Yeah. What are you here for versus...
Yeah. So we were in a sporting goods store that we had been at before the lockdown, and we were interested in potentially getting some gloves. It's snowing now, so I think we probably will go back this week, especially if we're going to be here potentially another month or so.
Hopefully not.
Might need some gloves. But yes, no just, you know, browsing about for hours in a store. Have a purpose.
But the stores were open, which is
okay.
Good.
Right, so we didn't see
sense of moving back to a sense of normalcy.
Yes,
but that's only in the provinces outside of Buenos Aires.
Right, so we do have an update regarding Buenos Aires, metropolitan area in Buenos Aires. Much more serious there. In fact, they're very concerned, and they've now declared strict lockdown, return to
indoors,
like
social
it was basically
distancing.
Return to quarantine, you know, like the strictest quarantine conditions from July 1st to July 18.
Right.
And the president gave a very stern message that we have to take this seriously. What was it? It was 1 in 5 that they were estimating that 1 in 5 people aren't taking it seriously in the area, and that's contributing to...
And that's the reason why they have a problem.
Yeah, the rise in cases.
So that was the big thing, is that the only reason why this is still here, it has nothing to do with the economy. You know, the economy is being crippled by people not adhering to the lockdown.
Yeah, he made the point that do not be angry about...
The economic conditions.
The economic situation. Of course, he says, of course, I'm very aware of what it's doing to our country and to our livelihoods, and that's unfortunate, but you cannot be angry at the economic situation, be angry at the pandemic.
Right, and the pandemic
and behave accordingly
if people started adhering to the restrictions. So that's been kind of like the big message, but that's only in Buenos Aires.
Right.
Not in the provinces. The provinces are relaxing more. We're definitely seeing more and more of a relaxation of, you know, the restrictions that were here on Saturday because it snowed on Sunday. They took away the ID, so anybody could go out shopping on Saturday. It was only for one day. But we haven't seen anything that updates what the Bariloche conditions and restrictions are going to be, how they're going to be further relaxed in the coming weeks. We haven't had an update
on
that.
We don't. Well, a lot of times it's Monday morning, too, so maybe we'll find out something tomorrow. But we don't know also if we're still doing the odd ID, even ID.
That's still
going? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So the other big thing, too, is that we're in flux because 2 weeks ago we thought we were going to be able to get out of here in July. And now the European Union is saying that they will not allow... U.S. It hasn't been decided yet as of this moment. It may be any minute. It may have been announced since we started this that they're not going to allow U.S. citizens into European Union countries.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, we have to figure out someplace else to go. But we have seen numerous places that are allowing U.S. citizens, so we may be hightailing it to some Caribbean island.
It's
for
possible,
not
what I had foreseen happening. Well, none of this for all of us is what we could have foreseen happening this year.
So that's kind of we're up in the air. We don't now with the cases rising in the U.S. We don't even think we should go through the U.S. because we were talking about spending a week in South Florida, and now we don't even know if that's a good idea because if we get there, we could be stuck there.
Well, and it's a bigger detriment that now if we've been in the States and where we go next,
right? It might be easier for us to get from here to somewhere else than from the States to somewhere else. So let's move on into this episode.
A little bit of a long update. With the update, but
We could go on about the update. Could be a whole episode, every episode, because it's, you know, the ebb and flow of that is a little bit frustrating. But this episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about something more personal, that kind of brought this on. And obviously the things that are going on in the world today, everybody's thinking about, I wouldn't say everybody's thinking about the negative, but there are a lot of negative things.
It's a very charged, difficult time, not just with the pandemic, but with the social unrest and how people are working through that, and it's just a very tumultuous time for a lot of different reasons.
And people are on edge. People want to travel. People want to, you know, get back to their routine, and we completely understand all of that. But in the interests of getting through this, it behooves the planet to be more cohesive in how we address this. So we understand all that.
Right.
But the bigger thing that I wanted to talk about was that we got some unfortunate news a few weeks back about my brother's partner, who he's been with for 25 plus years, that she has cancer and it's terminal. And it just has caused us to think about a lot of personal reasons that we should be grateful for what we have, and to be at our age, that we're in our 50s, and we are both seeing people in our lives that are getting older, and they're you know, everybody goes through this, but it does force you to kind of step back and think about life in from a big picture perspective.
It's a very firm reminder, as everyone I'm sure has gone through this, whether it's somebody that they were close to or cared about, or facing death, honestly, and just taking a moment through that to just, wow, like, our time here is short.
Let's make the
most of it, be grateful for all which we'll talk about, all the big things, but it's certainly so many of the little things that add up to bring meaning to our lives, and just not taking things for granted. Yeah, just that constant wake-up call that we're given to appreciate what we have.
And on top of that, as we were walking around over the past 2 days, grateful that we were able to go outside, but also seeing how many businesses have closed. Not just having signs in their doors that they're closed for now, but some places are, boarded up.
They pulled out. They're empty. They're done.
You know, materials are gone. It's many. You know, a couple of the shops that we used to go into to pick things up are closed permanently now. So you're seeing that, and you're realizing that this is happening all over the world, and it's impacting everybody.
I know. That aspect, that this is global, just kind of blows my mind that this is where we're at.
So this is a little bit more self-indulgent, because we're thinking a little bit heavy on our mind and thinking about how much we appreciate Maria and how important she was to our family, our lives, and how much joy she brought in the room. And just kind of whenever she was there, whenever you were around her, there was this sense of enthusiasm, positivity, love of family, appreciation, great storytelling, and best of all, amazing desserts. Aww. She was a bakery chef. And
she's amazing that way.
So good. You know, and those are things that we treasure, and we're being very thoughtful. So we don't want to be too heavy, but it did force us to think about, you know, gratitude. And Karen and I have this little thing that we do. Karen does it more than I do.
Well, I probably usually need it more than you do, because I can get.
Well, I think
you
usually ask me because
anxious,
you want to answer the questions too.
Yeah. No. Usually. Right. Right.
So share what your exercise is.
No, so we'll just take a moment whenever, just in our day, and it's like, okay, hold on, stop right now. Name three things that you're grateful for. Three things right now.
And you usually preface it by saying something that you didn't share yesterday or the day before.
Right. And it's awesome if there's those top five things that are a continuum in your life. Oh, that's great. But it's really, the exercise too is to get you thinking, like dig a little bit deeper and get you thinking about things that are the smaller things, which we'll talk about. The small things add up to a good life. Mm-hmm. So always just recognizing those things. And it just interrupts any sort of irritability or frustration you're feeling in the moment. There's studies around this. There's a lot regarding that as far as how it affects your mental health, increasing your dopamine levels and all of these different things when you express gratitude.
Right.
And when you are grateful, and in the act of being grateful, So I think it's powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we asked the question, what's the best thing that happened to you last mm-hmm. week? We're not saying, so what's bothering you today?
No, we want to focus on
the positives.
Right. And it's too easy for us to lapse into the negativity train and woe is me and here's the things that I'm frustrated with. We can all do it all day long if we want to, but let's not. Yeah. That's because it's not going to help anyone, certainly not yourself and not the ones around you.
And one of the things that we talk about quite a bit, too, is that for the most part, and this has been proven in customer service situations and any time you're in, most of the time you're going to hear, and people who comment in like reviews, you're going to hear mostly negative things when you ask for feedback. So our whole thing is that instead of focusing on the, so you might have 10 things that happened to you during the day and 9 of them were good. But we wind up having the conversation about the one thing that was disturbing or troubling or emotional. And there were 9 other things that might have been positive. Let's talk about those too. So what we try to do is encourage that dialogue between the two of us that focuses on the positive, not ignoring the negative. But whenever we do talk about things that are negative, we also want to talk about, okay, now that we've talked about that, what are some of the positive
things?
Shift the gears. Mm-hmm. So that there's a balance and that we can be grateful that, one, we have the ability to discuss it. 2, that we have the ability to come to a conclusion about what that challenge might be. And 3, that we can also see the positives. We can see the gratefulness that we have for being where we are and doing what we're doing and kind of acknowledging that on a regular basis.
Okay, so with that, I thought it might be interesting to, I have some, my whole little like album of quotes, you know, and little things that, little reminders and little upbeat things that I share that I hold on to and like to reference. So with this, I thought we would just break up our various things that we're grateful for with some interesting quotes.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So, enjoy the little things. For one day, you may look back and realize they were the big things. I love that one.
That one's good.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you keep this little inspiration, great gratitude.
It's like screenshots. A lot of times, mm-hmm. as I see things when I'm, you know, out searching and doing things, I'll just do screenshots, and then I have that as one of my albums on my phone. But
so what are some of the small things?
Oh, okay. So in our current situation, and a big part of this right here today is what we are remaining grateful for during the pandemic, during this very unique time. So I would start out with, I'm grateful for this pleasant apartment mm-hmm. that we're in. We're in a small, safe, lovely little town. The actual neighborhood we're in is great, quiet, pleasant.
There's no civil unrest. There's no.
Right. I mean, we've been in some areas where it would just, the environment would not have been as conducive to us being more relaxed and at ease.
And I think part of it too, it's a numbers game. If the more people you're around, the better chances for infection. Therefore, so we're in an area that doesn't have a huge population.
Right. So right off the bat.
Yeah. And it's hard to explain it to people who maybe not be in a situation like this, but there is very little, if no, concern. You don't see any frustration. So we've been doing this for a little over 3 months, and I have yet to see any situation where people have been upset, angry, frustrated. Everybody seems to be okay with this, in the sense that there's nothing we can do about it because it's being, you know, it's happening to us. We can't control it. And there's been this acceptance. The community has supported it. You know, you don't see people walking around without masks. You don't see people, you know, standing in lines, you know, behind somebody. Everybody is kind of following what is being expected. And I think I'm grateful for that we're not in a situation to see so many people on social media talking about, well, I went into the grocery store today and half the people in there were not wearing masks. We don't ever see that.
Yeah, so grateful for the there's no conflict, there's no struggle that we're seeing that I'm aware of as far as, yeah, how everyone is handling it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the little things, just moving through that, little things during this lockdown is kind of, as we start to ease restrictions, you become grateful for the those new options, right?
Well, it's realizing that something that you took for granted before,
right,
is back, and you're like, wow, this is nice. It's
right.
Nice to know that
you
recognize
it all the more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for us, as you all know, it's things like taking a nice walk. Mm-hmm. That became a very big deal and something that we were practically high-fiving and celebrating.
Right. And going into a store yesterday for the first time, besides a grocery store, since early March.
Right.
So that was, you know, kind of, we appreciated that.
It felt novel. It felt like an interesting, novel thing to be doing. Normally that would be like, what? Okay, that's really not much of anything. But they're little things, and they're little things that mean even more because of this pandemic situation. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I mean, I guess, you know, within the apartment itself, I mean, we could drill down. And this is something that I am actually grateful for from apartment to apartment as we travel. Things like, because it varies.
Sure.
Things like plenty of hot water, hot showers, comfy bed.
Somewhat
fully
reliable
equipped kitchen.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi. But we're not going to go there. We're still able to do our work, and we've been able to.
We had a situation a couple of days ago where the Wi-Fi, we went to log in, and it basically said there was a notice on the Wi-Fi login that said that the bill hadn't been paid.
And how quickly was it resolved?
By the next morning.
Grateful for that.
Right. Grateful that we have an owner that responds to everything.
He's been awesome.
He's been great. It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
I have no complaints whatsoever.
Excellent. No issues there. So, yeah, just there's so many different things within the apartment itself. We've gotten so comfortable, crazily comfortable with this
Squatters.
Apartment.
I think we're staying.
It's our space. It's our Bottolote pad. But, yeah, I no issues with that.
No. We don't take it for granted. We're happy that we have some place that, you know, is warm, that we have access to food a couple blocks away.
Yeah, we even talked about that, the fact that different places we've been at, it would have been a very long walk, or potentially we would have needed to take depending where it was, an Uber or a cab to go to the grocery store.
Right.
It just happened to be that this place, and then it turns out the pandemic occurs. Well, the grocery store is around the corner.
Right.
And that's a lot of what we're doing. It's working and getting groceries.
Right. It would have been very difficult if we were still in Akumal, because the grocery store is half hour away.
Right.
By car.
And are they doing colectivos in that
right now?
I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, you just start to notice these things all the more. So anything else you want to add to little things that become...
Yeah, we can go on for hours and hours about that. One of the things, too, is in these moments, we have found new things. You know, instead of having the same old for options for watching TV, we have found educational things that we both have dived into as a result of looking for learning opportunities. You know, we're learning about other countries that we would like to see.
Right, not just entertainment, but also, expanding
we're not
our
just,
brains
yeah,
a little
we're
bit
not
here.
Just passing the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for things that can enrich our future as we travel.
Right.
So educating ourselves about the what's next, the visa situations, the travel options that we may have.
And YouTube's so huge
YouTube
for
has
that.
Been a big
and
go-to.
We're able to cast it on the TV here, so we just sit and watch YouTube things that we're learning things about, and travel videos, we're definitely doing that, watching more travel videos because it gives us a taste of hopefully what will be around the corner. All right, how about you? Are you ready for another quote?
I'm ready for another quote.
Okay, here's a good one too. Do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. Remember that what you now have was once among the things you only hoped for. So I think the obvious one with that is the travel lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That we're able to do and will continue to do. And a big part of that is our remote work.
Yeah.
So very grateful. I'm very grateful for continued remote work with my employer, steady income, and you as well.
Yeah, and we've talked about it in previous episodes too. It's not that we were fortunate or that we got lucky. We had intention. We set intentions dating back 20 years ago that we'd eventually like to be moving around, not sedentary, you know, locked down in one town in one house for 20-30 years. That's our choice. We were like, let's be more active, let's travel before we're retired. That was a big mission for us, especially after we went to Italy in 2013. We're like, we need to do this more frequently. So we set the intention, and it eventually led to us years later getting to this point. But we did it with our work, We did it with, you know, our desire. We were inspired by things that we saw and things that we had did. We got motivated and we pushed ourselves to create this lifestyle. So I'm grateful that you and I are both on the same page with that, and that one person's not wishing and the other one's pulling back.
There's no struggle there.
No, we've been very fortunate.
And I guess we would maybe modify that quote a little bit, that it's not the things we only hope for, because we did do some work toward it. It wasn't just a pie in the sky.
Well, I'm a big believer that you get nowhere by hoping. You get places by doing.
You're a big believer of that?
I'm a big believer. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Should we add that to John's book of big beliefs?
We could.
Okay.
Karen has been listening to me on my business calls, and apparently I say that quite a bit.
Yes.
I'm a big believer.
You have dozens of things that you believe in the business.
John's big realm. Book of big beliefs.
That's what it is. So also on the financial side, very grateful for steady remote work that affords us this lifestyle, especially during the pandemic, where unfortunately many people have lost their jobs or have had their, you know, their jobs throttled back, which is very, very difficult. And I completely empathize with anybody going through that. So super grateful, appreciative of our work, but also silver lining with that, which we've mentioned before as a silver lining, is during this time where we are spending almost no money, we have saved a lot of money.
Yeah. So I mean, our expenses are like $700 and $800 a month. That is for food and lodging.
Right. So so much of what is coming in.
And down from when we were in Seattle, which was probably around $5,000 a month.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So there's a huge, huge difference between, and again, a big part of why we decided to do this was because of that. Saving money.
Right, which it was an impetus anyway. And now we're watching how that has just expanded tremendously because of the situation, being able to save so much more.
Right. So there was a comment that was made when we mentioned about wanting to go to Iceland, that a friend of ours that's following along on Facebook said, well, you know, if you go to Iceland, be prepared to pay a lot of money. And
we were aware of it's very expensive to visit.
But given how much money we have been saving over the last 3 months,
we could justify it a little more.
We would be able to justify it.
Not that I would want to do that for months and months and just blow through savings.
No, we're not staying in palatial estates.
Right. That's never our intent, really. Even going forward, even if we had, I mean, I want to think in some ways, even if we had almost like unlimited, whatever that would be, unlimited funds, I still wouldn't want like some
silver
spoon travel experience. Yeah. I don't know.
I'd rather spend my money on adventures
to keep it real.
Than lodging.
Yeah.
Things we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was the biggie, I think, for the kind of played into that quote nicely. All right, so I have another one.
Keep going.
Okay, because you have your book of big beliefs.
Right.
So what do I have? Karen has my grab bag of gratitude
inspirational quotes.
Yeah. But okay, so when it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or take them with gratitude. Right? The difference between taking things for granted or taking them with gratitude. So you'd mentioned earlier that very heavy hearts with what's happening with Maria. So health, and I know so many of us have been reminded of this in so many ways in our lifetimes, but health, it can change so quickly, right?
Yeah, and I look
now we're healthy.
With what is so strange with both my father and Maria around the same age when they found out that they had cancer. And both of them, my dad was like months away from retiring. Maria had just retired earlier this year. And it's more a matter of that sense of, well, I spend my whole life working to get to retirement, to enjoy retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You can't assume that that is going to be, it's a given. You can't assume that. As difficult that it is to hear it. And, you know, how many people have said, I wish I did more of this when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. When I had,
Again, another huge impetus for me was that conversation. with my dad. The last time I spoke with him is that he said, I worked my whole life to get to this point so that I could do this. And now, you know, I can't. And that was the last, you know, face-to-face conversation that I had with him. And that really struck home with me, is that I'm not going to wait. I don't want to wait my whole life for that what's next. So there was that sense of need to put some of these things in motion. Those thoughts were always in the back of my head about how can I create a location-independent lifestyle that would allow us to be anywhere to do what we're doing. And we started that journey 10 years ago to get to this point. And now we are. So, you know, very, very, don't take it for granted. I take it with gratitude that we are in this position.
And healthy.
And healthy, yeah.
That being, yeah, a big part of it, the health.
And I had a conversation the other day with a good friend who said, so when are you coming home? And I said, we have no intentions of coming home, as how you define what home might be. So that whole idea of going back to where you come from. And we look at it as there's so much more to see that we can't wait to continue the journey. So we're antsy to continue the journey. And as long as we're healthy, as long as we have the financial wherewithal to do so, we
right,
will
continue
to
travel.
Right,
really is health and income.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are the two, for us, are the two biggest factors that will allow us to keep doing this.
Right.
So, yeah, that's why huge dollops of gratitude always for money coming in, those resources, and for healthy bodies that allow us to do what we're doing.
Right.
So do you think that that you're behaving any differently because of the health aspect? I'm asking because I know I'm feeling a little bit different about some
stuff.
Yeah,
I think you kind of look at that, you know, you look at a photo and you're like, gosh, I could use to lose a few pounds. Or you think about the aches and pains, especially as you get older,
sure.
The little things, you know, you're kind of like, I shouldn't be bothered by
right.
that.
Right. I don't want to not take a hike because my
right.
knee is bothering me
right.
or
right. So
what you.
Can we be doing? And I think we both have talked about we need to be more active. Obviously, we're limited by that. So we should be taking advantage. You've started even more so than I have. Little things doing during lockdown to help condition.
Yeah. I mean, I can say right now that I'm very much committed to doing more with the home workouts and that.
And you've been doing them every day?
Yeah, no, I feel really good about that. And like I said to you, my bigger motivation is just strength. I realize as I've gotten older that you lose that muscle tone, you lose some of that flexibility. And I don't want that to be a detriment
right.
to what we're doing and going forward. I want to feel strong.
And we have seen, living in the Pacific Northwest as long as we did, numerous people in their 70s and 80s hiking.
Oh,
mountains.
Awesome.
And
yeah.
We want to be those people.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. So have, you know, are we probably snacking more than we need to, or putting on a few lbs because of that? Sure. I think a lot of people are dealing with that.
We made some conscious decisions to kind of scale back on
a
month ago.
Did
we
talk about that? Less sugar, less refined
sugar.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Cut that out. There's no more cookies, no more snacks.
No treats that way.
Occasional ice cream.
Right. And while they're bonbons, they're bites.
Well,
the
little
bites.
Bonbons. We each get like 7 or 8 of them. So
which
that's
is portion
once a
control.
Week.
That's good.
But we have gone, when we were before the pandemic, we discovered how amazing Bariloche is for chocolate and ice cream.
Darn,
and we were having ice cream almost every day.
Bariloche with your delicious ice cream, which actually feels absurd, though, to get ice cream when it's snowing out. But
it's also stimulating the local economy.
Yes,
so.
That is true. But yes, so absolutely not taking for granted health, continued health, and wanting to maximize that even more. So, okay. And what else we have? Okay. I have the best way to pay for a lovely moment is to enjoy it.
Right. Be present.
Presence. Ooh, yeah. That's good. Yes. I would say toward that, I try to do a lot with the meditation and, you know, the affirmations and the visualizations, but the meditation aspect of it, of keeping you grounded and present. So I think that's a great thing, so that you are, able to focus and recognize right away, like this is a cool thing that's happening, or this is something.
I mean, I think it's being grateful in the moment as it happens, understanding what you're doing or what you could be
unfolding.
Doing. Challenge yourself to, you know, say like, if I'm missing my friends, I should reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's that like, not just talk about it, but do it. And then there's also at the end of the day, appreciate what you accomplished during that day as opposed to what you didn't accomplish.
Not just moving through. Yeah. Next day.
But
list
I mean, always like, you know, the name of our podcast and our journey is Someplace New. And we've talked about this not too much. It's about doing the new, is committing to yourself to do something new. Whatever,
create
that
more
little
lovely
thing.
Moments then, right?
Yeah. So create more of those lovely moments.
And then
moments.
Enjoy them fully, engage and enjoy them as they're happening.
You don't have to do what we're doing to create something new in your life. I think that, you know, the more and more we do what we're doing, the more and more I want to inspire people to do something that can get them on the path that, whatever that little thing might be. You know, and if you're content with your home life and your community. We know people who've said, I'd be happy never leaving my hometown. And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's completely
fine.
If
that's your awareness. And that's
that's not our audience. Our audience are the people who are like, I wish I could be doing what you're doing. And our message would be stop wishing, start planning, start intending, start inspiring and motivating. And those things could move you closer to whatever it might be. Maybe it's moving to the city of your dreams, you know, in the state that you currently live in, or that house that you saw when, you know, you were driving through a neighborhood that you wanted. Maybe that, you know, whatever that might be, create that intention that gets you there. So yeah, it's there is a little bit of that, and probably being a little bit more altruistic and thinking about. Challenging yourself to get what you want out of life, given what we're experiencing personally at the moment, and really thinking through it a little bit more clearly, is don't let a moment go by. Enjoy the moments that you have. Plan for things and do the things that you want to do so that you can have lovely moments and enjoy them. And one of the, just to kind of bring it back in a little bit, is that I think we're appreciating our time with each other a little bit more.
No, yeah, of course. Go ahead.
No, it's more of that sense of that you and I have never been huge on the cooking and sitting down and having a meal.
Right, and that has been very interesting. I've enjoyed prepping and making meals, but then absolutely sitting at the table, our dining room table / desk / whatever else.
Podcast station.
I've
podcast
enjoyed
station?
Okay, great.
Is that a condition?
I don't know.
I've got podcastation.
I thought you said you were in great health. Well, as it turns out, we are dealing with a little case of podcastation. No, but sitting down and having that time together. That time together, those are some very lovely moments, husband of mine,
right.
When we get to sit
is.
And enjoy a home-cooked meal. These are things that we know this. These are basic things.
I mean,
but
even for us, too, is because, I mean, we've got two rooms. We have a room that is basically dining room, kitchen, living room, and then we have a loft bedroom. So we have moments of talking at the table, talking at the couch, talking before we go to sleep at night, talking when we wake up in the morning. And in the past, when it's been more go, 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 there has been less time to do that. So I think we both appreciate
quality time
mm-hmm. connection.
Quality and conversation.
It may have been forced upon us, but I think we've now been
checking
appreciative
in and just,
of that.
Yeah. And I'm just going to throw this in here, too, is some very lovely moments have been the Zoom calls, the video calls, phone calls too, with friends and family.
Right.
Doing so much more
Never
of that.
Never did those things before, and it's very easy to do, and
right.
It's a big connector to have
we
a visual conversation.
We feel great after every call. Yeah. Even, it just is such a lift, and it's just been great.
Yeah, those are great. We do appreciate that, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah. Okay, moving along.
We have a few more quotes?
A couple more, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah. The world has enough beautiful mountains and meadows, spectacular skies and serene lakes. It has enough lush forests, flowered fields, and sandy beaches. It has plenty of stars and the promise of a new sunrise and sunset every day. What the world needs more of is people to appreciate and enjoy it. So nature, obviously that's a big theme with this quote. And I would say absolutely we're doing that,
mm-hmm.
enjoying the scenery and the nature.
Appreciating
and the
moments, the little in-betweens. It could be as simple as on your way to work, if you're still in that, you know, appreciating the sunrise or the sunset, or, you know, seeing a child laughing, you know, anything that bring, you know, being present, being aware of what's going on around you, being appreciative of the outdoors, which
right surroundings first, but yeah. when it's outdoors and that nature element,
and we're surrounded by it,
right? So I'm very, very grateful that in addition to, we talked about the small town and the apartment and the setup of where we're at, is the location of this apartment in this town mm-hmm. because
we're in the middle of the Andes.
Middle of the Andes.
Foothills of the Andes, but we're surrounded by mountains.
Yeah, so we, outer windows, big window, living room and bedroom, mountain view there. And then mm-hmm. when we leave around the corner, there's the lake, which you want to attempt to say the name of this lake?
The name of the lake is Lago Nahuel Huapi.
Mm-hmm.
Nahuel Huapi. So it's probably pronounced a little bit faster than that. Nahuel Huapi. Nahuel Huapi.
Right. But big, beautiful lake. Yeah. More mountains that way. So what, mountains north, south?
North, south, east, west. You know, when you're down at the lake, you can see mountains in every direction.
Yeah.
And they're all covered with snow right now.
Which is so, so pretty. But yeah, that's a nice dose of nature every day. If we're not outside, which, you know, it's very restricted, but out our window.
Yeah, even looking out the window at the snow-capped mountains that are only about a mile, maybe 2 miles away, mm-hmm. if that far.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And then, which we already mentioned, going for our walks and that, so being immersed in it that much more, going out. Today was amazing.
It was awesome.
So, so pretty.
Yeah. We didn't plan to be here when it was snowy. But
no,
now that
we're
here, we appreciate it. It was a nice day to be able to go out and kind of walk through the snow and the crunch of the snow under your feet. You know, the streets weren't plowed this morning. We were just out and about, and it was quiet. You know, that serenity that surrounds you when you're in snow.
Quiet.
Yeah, it was nice.
Mm-hmm. So, snowy walks and enjoying the beautiful surroundings. And hopefully you're all able to do that as well, wherever you are.
And it helps you deal with your case of podcastation.
Yeah. Oh, it's really good for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It could clear that up pretty quickly.
Do you have one more quote for us,
Karen?
Yeah,
let's wrap it up one more. Okay. The heart that gives thanks is a happy one, for we cannot feel thankful and unhappy at the same time. So basically, swap one for the other.
Mm-hmm.
So
choose.
Mm-hmm.
To be thankful. Yeah.
And again, I don't want to be all like Pollyanna and gloss over very real issues that are happening. We're very aware and we have our challenges day to day, week to week. But choosing to focus on the good as much as possible and feeling happier and more content as a result,
mm-hmm.
one begets the other.
Yeah,
so.
And occasionally you go through things in your life that makes you realize it more so than other times, what is important. The big challenge is making sure that you keep those things that are important part of your daily life and don't let them slip to the back burner.
True. Prioritizing what matters
making
most.
Making gratitude a priority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that we do that. We've been doing it, and you know, this is something that we're even more focused on now, you know, given the pandemic and given the family issues that we're working through right now. It just makes you stop and think and realize what you should and can be doing for yourself to ensure that you're maximizing your time.
Yeah, so absolutely. Living your life to the fullest and always looking for ways to appreciate and express gratitude for what's coming to you and what you've created in your life.
Yeah, so we didn't want to be heavy in this episode. So we wanted to kind of use that sadness as a way of or not even sadness is, yes, in the case of the personal situations that we're dealing with as a family, that's one thing, but also recognizing that there are a lot of people out there that are dealing with the COVID scenarios and it's having an impact on their lives. And, no matter how difficult things are, we should look for ways to find gratitude, find the moments of positivity that we can channel into living a more positive life filled with gratitude.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you enjoyed this episode of From Someplace New, do us a favor and give us a like, subscribe, leave a comment, and most importantly, share it with people that you know and say, hey, I've been listening to this and I think you should listen to it too. We'd love to expand our audience and continue our journey. I think it will get even more exciting as we start traveling again. So we're looking forward to the day that we can start talking more about what we're doing, around the world as opposed to what we've done.
But still from our podcast station.
Yes, podcast station.
Okay.
Yes, we are fully immersed in podcast station.
Signing off from podcast station.